Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do sermons from the divine. He whispers the topic to me throughout my day and tells me when to hit record and send it to you. And sometimes I share music with you as well that he inspires through me to help empower you to find happiness from within. This show is another tool in your toolbox to help you strengthen your mental health skills, to build more resiliency, so you don't give up today, tomorrow, not ever, and so that you can also help someone else as well. I am walking in nature. If you hear the wind behind me, if you hear birds chirping, those are real sounds. And the Father told me the topic, and I imagine it'll probably be a quick episode, but the topic is called Nature Heals. So the first thing that came to mind was the sound of the wind. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. I tried to take some photos and whatnot and capture it with the rustling of the leaves and whatnot. It is such a relaxing sound when you are walking in nature and you're able to hear all the animals rustling about and the birds chirping, right? The wind picking up. You're able to breathe in nice, deep, full oxygenated breath. For the plants and the trees, they actually release more oxygen, right? And they take in CO2, the exact opposite of what our bodies release and take in. So it's good to get in nature. It does bring healing. If you can, you want to get in nature at least once a week. If it's difficult for you to find transportation to get to nature, maybe you live in a city not close by a park or the mountains or whatnot, minimum once a week, get outside. Take your shoes and socks off, walk in your yard barefoot, get grounded, get some nature on your toes. If you can get into a park or into the woods a couple, two, three times a week, even better. In 2020, I had gotten stuck in an area unexpectedly, and it was a blessing, the location where I was at, although, the pandemic shutdown wasn't fun for any of us, but my backyard, we were connected to a little creek, and it was where some owls lived, so I got to hear them hooting and doing their thing and watching and listening to the water of the creek rolling by when I would sit out there. And sometimes we'd light a campfire in one of those bins and whatnot. It was nice. Made it the best that I could in the circumstances where I was temporarily staying. I connected with a person that was passionate about rec therapy. Did a lot of outdoor trainings for people and whatnot. And they were a guest on the podcast that year. Connected to them through another person. And they actually had survived a traumatic experience with a house fire. And so they found that nature helped heal their PTSD. So do what works best for you. It has been added in the last couple of years. There was a lifetime, or I think it was Life or Lifetime edition of the magazine. They had done a special addition to alternative therapeutic methods. And one of those was getting in nature and the healing powers of it. And they cited some research and whatnot. So get plugged into a park, get plugged into the mountains, go visit a national or state park. Do something, get outside, go camping maybe for a weekend. If you're really camping, you get rid of your, either don't bring your cell phone or put it on airplane mode. Or if you're in a really remote area, it won't work out there. I remember our dad loved nature and hikes and stuff, and that's how we got into it. And grew up in the Seattle area, so a couple hours south of Seattle is Mount Rainier, which is one of the tallest mountains in the United States, if not the tallest, just over 14,000 feet. And he'd take us on hikes up there, and his father took him fishing up there when he was a kid growing up and whatnot. Grandpa was a World War II veteran, and he didn't always follow the rules and whatnot, but it was great. I remember this one hike that wasn't very long, but you had to drive a while to get to it. And at the top of it was like this lookout mountain. And back in the day, they had, I think they were called like forest rangers or whatnot, but their job was literally to stay in this like house on the top of, right next to the peak of the mountain, and look for fires. Like, that's literally what their job was, to prevent forest fires, which is pretty cool if you like being out in nature, like for real. I think they would do it for like a summer. And when we visited, they no longer had the rangers up there, but they kept it as like a historical site to visit. And there was a little sign-in book you could put your name on and whatnot. And right across from it was the mountain peak, which was so neat. And then also, when you looked down, you could see this little creek or little pond. I can't remember what it was called, but it was really neat. And the first time we had gone there, as an adult, looking back, he says, that body of water, that's where we took you guys when Takato was with us. So we had a Japanese exchange student when I was 3, came and stayed a summer with us. And I was like, oh, really? I said, is that where he fell in the water? And he didn't really know how to swim, which was kind of hilarious. But he thought that it was real deep and was panicking for a little bit, but then he realized, oh, I could just stand up. It's like 2 feet of water. And so I thought that was neat that we were kind of reminiscing and whatnot. Yeah, he's since been passed away since 2016, so we're approaching the 8th year without him, but it's nice to be reminded of him in his memory. So anytime I get in nature, I usually will think about him. He loved being outside, and he actually wanted to be a park ranger, but he saw how much the pay was, and it just wasn't enough to support a family of 5, so he gave up that dream life. But he and his buddies would go hunting every, whatever hunting season is, October, November, somewhere around there. They'd hunt deer or elk, or sometimes they'd do bear, but mostly it was hunting deer and moose. I don't know, one of those big animals. And they'd go for a couple weeks, and that was his bro time, which was cool. See, he worked really hard. He was one of those dads that didn't say a whole lot growing up, but what he said mattered, and he worked really hard. So I was glad that he was taking his time with his friends to get in nature and whatnot. So nature itself, it is very healing, and it can decrease your blood pressure. It can help with your resting heart rate to slow things down so that your body isn't having to work as hard to get all the blood pumping, you know, oxygen flowing through your body. Decreasing your blood pressure, you know, releasing the good hormones in your body so that you're experiencing pleasure and whatnot. It's real good for you. So even if you don't like bugs or creatures and you're a little hesitant towards it, I say just try it. Just once a week. Just try it. Minimum, bare minimum, once a month. But you really should try and get once a week if you can. Okay. There are some scriptures that speak about the power of his creation, especially in Genesis. It talks about how he created the heavens and the earth. And it's actually the responsibility of men to take care of animals and whatnot. And women, we are assigned to be helpmates. Can't think of any specific verses besides in Genesis, but I'm certain that there are some. One of the Psalms mentions he cares more about you than he does the sparrow, and he always takes care of the sparrow, right? And the sparrow is one of the smallest birds in the world. And if he takes care of the sparrow so much more, he will take care of you as well. I think it's maybe around Psalm 37, somewhere around there. What else, Father? What else would you have me speak on? Plain and simple, get in nature. It brings healing. Would love to hear from you. If you do find yourself in nature, if you got some photos or videos you'd like to send in our direction, you can shoot us a DM on social media, or you can email us over, but probably more prompt responses if you shoot us a DM on X, which used to be Twitter. Our handle there is the little @ Move Happy Team, TEAM. And I look forward to seeing your photos and connecting with you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you've never yet connected to the creator of nature, the source of all things, the creator of the universe, and you'd like to, just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it or buy it. You give it freely to those that believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. I know I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. Please come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your holy name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next step is to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first, please. And don't forget to tell someone you love them today. See you next time.